With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A firefighter assigned to the Lolo Peak Fire has died. A little before 4 p.m., the firefighter was struck by a tree and airlifted to a Missoula hospital. Missoula County Sheriff T.J. McDermott said the firefighter died shortly after. His office is conducting the coroner investigation. Further details will be available once the investigation is complete and members of the victim's family have been notified. The Granite County Sheriff's Office this afternoon rolled back a portion of an evacuation order on the Rock Creek drainage associated with the Sapphire Complex about 25 miles south-southeast of Missoula. Yesterday's evacuation order was mandatory from Hogback Homestead south to the Kyle Bornson Memorial Bridge. The evacuation order for Stony Creek south to Kyle Bornson Memorial Bridge today was rolled back to yellow, meaning a pre-evacuation status. A pre-evacuation warning was issued today from Hogback Homestead north to Butte Cabin. Southeast of Superior, the Sunrise Fire has grown to 10,800 acres. Firefighters are trying to talk to all property owners as they assess structures. Ribbons tied on mailboxes means that a structure assessment has been completed. A public meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight at Lozeau Lodge to discuss the Sunrise and Burdett fires. Efforts to control the Park Creek fire burning near Lincoln met with favorable weather conditions today. Duane Baishai, a public information officer, reported that a drop in temperatures was welcomed by firefighting crews who gained control of a spot fire on the west side of the hand line at Park Creek.
You know, by the time it was dark last night, they got a dozer line around that, and they got hose lines laid around it. And so they've just been working on that today and mopping that up.
The spot fire on the state land was the trigger for an evacuation order yesterday, which still remains in effect for about 16 residences in the area. The Mineral County Sheriff's Office released a statement on their Facebook page today warning residents of some false evacuation orders. The Sheriff's Office has heard reports of people driving up to homes and telling residents to leave immediately. If this happens to you, call the Sheriff's Office. During a real evacuation, a deputy or possibly firefighter personnel will come to your door and inform you. I'm Rachel Kramer.